A reading from the Gospel according to Luke. A certain Pharisee invited Jesus to dine with him, and he entered the Pharisee's home and reclined at table. Now there was a sinful woman in the city who learned that he was at table in the house of the Pharisee. And bringing an alabaster flask of ointment, she stood behind him at his feet, weeping, and began to bathe his feet with her tears. Then she wiped them with her hair, kissed them, and anointed them with ointment. When the Pharisees who invited him saw this, he said to himself, "If this man were a prophet, he would know who and what sort of woman this is that's touching him, and that she's a sinner." And Jesus said to him in reply, "Simon, I have something to say to you." "Tell me, teacher," he said. "Two people were in debt to a certain creditor, and one owed 500 days' wages and the other owned 50. Since both were unable to pay the debt, he forgave it for both. Which of them will love him more?" And Simon said in reply, "The one, I suppose, whose debt was larger and was forgiven." And he said to him, "You've judged rightly." And then he said to the woman and to Simon, "Do you see this woman? When I entered your house, you did not give me water for my feet, but she has bathed them with her tears and wiped them with her hair. You did not give me a kiss, but she has not ceased kissing my feet since I entered. You did not anoint my head with oil, but she anointed my feet with ointment. So I tell you, her many sins have been forgiven. Hence she has shown great love. But the one to whom little is forgiven loves little." And he said to her, "Your sins are forgiven." And the others at the table said, "Who is this who even forgives sin?" But to the woman he said, "Your faith has saved you. Go in peace." Tears are a precious gift. Sometimes they're spontaneous tears of joy or sorrow, but the deep tears of hurt, of rejection, the deep tears of loss. With whom do you share your tears? Some people cry alone, others prefer with close friends or family. Some only do it with the Lord. With whom have you shared your tears, and where? Most people aren't so public about them as the woman at Simon's dinner. She pours them over Jesus, her joys, her sorrows, her failures, her sins, her love. And Jesus accepts her, accepts those tears as gift. Simon puts her in a categorical box, sinner, unclean, not worthy of attention. And he tries to limit the role of a prophet to the righteous. And indeed, Jesus is prophetic to him. He calls Simon, and he calls us to see beyond our comfort zone to the precious tears of the poor, the outcast, the widow, and orphan. Many a widow in Jesus' time was left destitute, without children or means, and they were forced into prostitution just to survive. The early church especially looked after widows and orphans, knowing that reality. Today's gospel calls us to recognize those we exclude or denigrate as needy, dependent, or reject because they don't fit into our social class. Both of today's readings remind us that it's all about relationship with the Jesus who died, rose, and is ever with us, the Jesus who dies every day in those in need, who rises in our love and care, and is ever with us. Dominic's eyes were filled with tears at the needs of the poor and even the heretic and those the others rejected. Our sister Margaret Ormond once reminded us that there are no, quote, poor. There are only Maria, Jose, Olga, and you can go on and on with people with names. real people. Who or what brings us to tears? Tears that we pour out upon the Lord. In ointment, what is the one thing you can do today to make a difference in those people's lives?